Well, we have some fantastic news as we start this Friday program today. Our man Biggie is back in the house.
Yeah.
I love it. I owe you an apology.
No, you don't.
No, no, I do. I do. 2 days ago.
Sure. I thought you were going to say you said something this morning.
I did. I owe you two apologies. 2 days ago, you had texted, I'll be back in for Thursday's program.
I was planning on it.
A dear friend and colleague came to me and said, I hear Biggie's back tomorrow. I said, I'll believe it when I see it. Strike one. That's me
it's
lashing.
Apology.
This morning, 5 minutes ago, I run into a dear colleague in the hall. She says, I'm so glad Biggie's back. I said, are you? Whatever.
That's okay. There's anger. No, it's fine.
It's not. It's frustration. It's frustration.
Sure, it's frustration. I understand.
You're a prisoner in your body.
I am a prisoner.
You're a prisoner.
I told BB Shea, I'm a little mad at myself this morning. I don't know if I should be here.
Oh, really?
I'm not in the best condition.
Well, you could have skipped it.
No, and I'll tell you, though, I think this is just how human and we are as just people. Mm. You beat yourself up because all week I was like, I got to get to work. I got to get to work.
Yeah.
And then
all evidence to the contrary.
Well, but I can't. I mean, I could not. I mean, it's like
I know that.
You're pumping in medicine. You're doing everything. And I mean, this is literally the only time in the last 3 years I've had this that I didn't go to the hospital.
I know. Let me, if you've been off, if you've been on that Hantavirus cruise or whatever, and you haven't heard of this, you know, whatever, Biggie texted us on Sunday. I was standing in the grocery store looking at a chuck roast. Yeah, my wife's gotten to, but she started making roasts on Sunday.
Okay, roast. I like it.
Yeah, she'll crock pot the thing. Very good.
Love a crock pot.
Don't you?
Yeah, and a roast you can toss in.
It does it for you.
Yeah, she told me, get a roast. Yeah. And I said, so I'm standing there, and I'm quarter moon, so I didn't even get the vibration. But I just happened to look at my text machine because she was sending me messages. Like, I was sending her pictures on what roast to get. And you know how AI will summarize.
Yeah.
So I looked down at a summary.
Biggie says.
No, it didn't even say that. It said, what's the disease you have?
Cellulitis.
Yes. It said, symptoms of cellulitis. I turned to the butcher. I said, Biggie ain't coming in this week.
No.
The butcher must have been so upset.
The butcher's like, what? I said, yeah, I see cellulitis. And then, of course, I opened it up. So oh, my God, I've got this, that, the other. So you don't think you even should be here today?
No, I mean, I'm better, much better than I was. I just don't, you know, I still got pain. I still got some swelling, but it takes about 10 days to get over. I mean, I'm still on antibiotics and things, but you just push yourself and you let people, you know, my family's yelling at me. You're going to get fired.
Oh, no, you'll never get fired.
I will get fired.
You won't get fired.
I will get fired.
Let them try to fire you in front of me.
Two other people kind of have been.
See, this is what you missed.
Let me tell you something. Three strikes and you're out. You're not going to do that to me again. Let them try to do that to me.
They might do it today.
Let them try to do it in front of me again. I won't stand for it again. Yeah. That's the last time.
I told you, my only request, and I've made this known, my only request is when they fire me, call me at home.
Yeah, don't make you come all the way here.
Don't fire me today with a bad leg.
That's
okay,
right.
I'm gonna be extra pissy.
Oh yeah, fire him with a bad leg. Let him get home first. Then you're not getting fired.
No, but I mean, I'm here. It hurts, and you know, because it's really haven't been using it, but I need to get, you know, I'm up moving. Circulation is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fine line of they want you to stay off of it and keep it elevated, but you also need to move.
Look how beloved you are. I saw your little posts on Facebook. I shut down everything else because I don't look at most stuff, but I saw you updating your condition.
I've been trying to be more open.
Two comments on there that I thought were interesting. One, a woman who says she's a nurse said, you tell Chris Kelly to let you do that show with your feet up, and if he has a problem with it, he can deal with me. I was like, sweetheart, I don't care.
I can put my foot up here every day.
I said, I told BB Shea and Rachel, you can hang him from a load-bearing beam in a ceiling. I don't give a crap. And it's like, do you think I might have a problem with that? And then I saw you battling that guy. One guy said, you're going to get fired. You've missed too many days. And Biggie said, "Oh, hey, I'll take
oh,
it.
Oh, that
I'll
guy, yeah.
That guy, man. He mm-hmm. was all over you." We actually had...
Yeah, he's like, he gave the classic, which I get a lot of that. And look, I even mm-hmm. said in my post, I say, look, let me have it. Mm-hmm. You know, the people, no one is going to understand, so I don't even...
Oh, man, it's hard.
But you then, know? You know, Chris Kelly always has to catch a stray here and there.
Always.
There's nothing to do, you know.
Oh, God, one guy, you're right. The one guy said, you get back when you need to get back and take care of yourself because you damn sure know that asshole isn't going to do anything for you.
Oh, did I like that one?
Yeah. That's why it appeared.
It's the most liked comment on the whole post. Yeah.
Like.
You hear this, there's a, somebody made a song for us. You know how you can do that now where you take whatever's been written in text or on social media or whatever and have AI turn it into a song. And this affects you directly. One of the lines in the song is, why is Biggie not there?
Oh.
I don't know if you've heard it. We've only debuted it once.
Chris Kelly is so stupid. Chris Kelly is so awkward. Chris Kelly is probably the most overpaid man in the history of radio. The wrong Chris retired. There is no way to show we'll make it to the end.
How do you feel after hearing something?
Wow.
I know, it's pretty...
Did Jared write that?
My son heard that. He goes, that's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
That hurts on many levels.
No, my son keeps playing it for his friends.
I know. I kind of I liked it too. I don't know why, but...
It's real
Somebody
catchy.
Sent that in as, hey, I did something for you.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be that's supposed to be fun.
It's real catchy. I'd
God,
say it was,
God.
I know. Wasn't that fun and upbeat like that? Thank God you're back. All I can say is thank goodness you're back.
Yeah, I'm happy. I mean, I'm always happy to be here and see you guys and do this.
And here on a Friday, so you get a little weekend after this. That'll be nice.
Yeah, nice to show up one day, isn't it?
Yeah,
long, hard week.
Long, hard week for you. You saw, we talked about before the program, we mentioned it yesterday, the new stuff on Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini.
Ooh.
Another photograph on another boat where those two, God. She was pregnant.
God, I'm shocked how many people save rental records.
Hey, didn't 3 years ago
they come and have a boat tour?
Who knew? They were on it for like 3 hours, and yet people know who was on that boat.
Well, again, and a little odd. 7 months pregnant, just the two, and everyone's like, those are just the two of them.
Yeah, on the boat while she's 7 months pregnant. B.B. Shea thinks, and I agree with him, that's his baby.
I said before, and I'll say it again, I would ask for a DNA test.
Well, that's the debate we had yesterday. It's like, if you're the father of the kid, I'll update you on what was discussed. B.B. Shea said the same, get me a DNA test.
Yeah.
But if you're the supposed father of the kid, and now you've bonded with this boy because he's 4 years old now, do you want to know, or you just want plausible deniability? Because then, I mean, are you going to get out of his life? That's hard to do.
Well, that's the thing. I don't. Maybe you don't get out of his life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd want to know. It would eat me personally. It would eat at me to know.
That's exactly what I said. I'd say I don't want to know, but I'd die.
Yeah.
Before
it's,
I'd.
It's
and
hard.
You can say all the right things. Doesn't matter. I've loved this boy since birth.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen Maury for years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. They all say the right things before the DNA test, and then when they're not the father, what do? Woo!
Doing backflips, running backstage.
Will you still be in the child's life? Absolutely.
That's called quality television.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like it is. I you know, even if she's not around, I mean, now you can do a home DNA test, basically, can't you? You can swab his cheek when he's not sleeping.
I was telling Rachel and B.B. Shea, you know, you call it Divorced Dad's Corner, where I go over and get Chinese food and cookies.
Oh, big time.
There's a like a lab place over there, too, like any test, any time. So that adds to it. You've got the Chinese restaurant, the liquor store, the crumble cookies, the gym, and the...
At the DNA place? I mean, that is divorced.
I thought, God, but he's right.
I bet they get tons of test kits dropped off anonymously.
Well, that's what I said, too, that if he just did the test just so he would know, and if he wanted to keep, you know, if he wanted to keep it up, he could make the decision without anybody knowing.
And we're not hearing of any divorce talk, correct?
Not yet.
From either side, which is very odd to me. I don't understand this. There's if there's more to it, but the more that comes out, and I don't think the Patriots are going to do anything.
Well, it seems like they had their moment and they haven't. New Hampshire Tim is a huge Patriots fan, a big time P1 to this program. He says he wants him to fire him because he's also he's got a great moral compass, New Hampshire Tim. He's the guy that he used to have issues like substance abuse. Mm-hmm. The first time he ever called us, New Hampshire Tim, he talked about being pulled over on the roadway while he had
nut tarts
under his scrotum. Because and they were
covered with acid.
It was acid.
Okay.
And when the cop pulled him, he was sweating so much he ingested acid through his scrotum.
Yeah,
that's possible.
And
I guess
we call him New Hampshire Tim because the car he was driving, he stole some New York plates and told everyone he was from New York.
Just to look big, to add a little, like, from New York.
Yeah, from and New he finally York. Had to tell the cop. The cop's like, "Why do you have New York plates?" He's like, "I'm really from New Hampshire."
Got him in trouble. Great guy. Great. I've gotten to know him since.
Completely turned his life around. Amazingly nice guy.
The great moral compass he had, he's like, the Patriots should fire him, even though he's a great coach. And he said he heard a rumor that I know this is not true, that if they were to fire Vrabel, they'd get Mike Tomlin from the Steelers.
I've heard that too.
You have. Yeah.
Yeah. Immediately, I bet.
He'd be a great – now, you talk about a great moral compass.
Yeah.
He's beyond reproach.
Yeah. Oh, Tomlin. Yeah.
Yeah.